That is Do I Ever by singer-songwriter Brian McKnight. And for fans who were missing him, McKnight offered an Instagram treat earlier this month, a concert with him and his keyboard performing requests to benefit the World Health Organization and Global Citizen. His concert is just one of many performances from some of our favorite artists taking to social media to entertain us during these uncertain times. And Brian McKnight joins us now via Skype. Welcome, Brian, and tell us more about this Instagram concert.
I've been doing this for my fans way before there was a pandemic. The reason why I decided to do it when I did it was that I wanted to do it for a cause. What I didn't want was people to think that I was sitting at home saying, oh, nobody's paying attention to me right now. Not that I'm saying that other people are doing that, but everybody else is doing whatever they want to do is fine. It's just I didn't want that for myself.
But, you know, it also speaks to just the power of music and how it can kind of be a soothing thing for us. And so these concerts really provide that, while at the same time, your concert in particular, providing entertainment for a good cause.
Right. And I think that's the really great point. One of the things that this situation has been a positive is people are going back to more traditional forms of entertainment to be the buffer that's getting them through the tough days that we've seen and the ones that are ahead. And hopefully that permeates our lives moving forward, because there are so many people out there that still love music and they are using music to be that buffer.
Yeah. I want to listen to another one of your classics that you performed on Instagram, and that's One Last Cry.
I gave my best to you, nothing for me to do, but I've one last cry, one last cry before I leave it all behind. I gotta put you out of my mind this time. Stop living a lie, I know.
Brian, I actually had a moment watching that when I went back to the 90s. I was sitting watching it and I was singing at the top of my lungs, and my kids were like, are you okay, mommy? Can we talk a little bit about your voice? You've been performing for some 30 years, and it sounds the exact same way as it did in the 90s. How do you do? What do you do to keep in shape?
Well, that's the number one thing, staying in some sort of relative shape. You know, singing mostly is breathing. And the better you can breathe, the easier it is to hit the notes that you're trying to hit and to stay on those notes. And really just caring. I care about the way that I sound. And I'm not saying, again, that other people don't. I'm just telling you that I really, really do. I understand the instrument that I've been given, and I've always, from day one, taken care of it.
Yeah. We should mention you recently released some new music, a song called Nobody. Let's listen.
Nobody's hand but yours. You can believe for sure I'll be nobody's man but yours, baby. I'll kiss.
Brian, we read that you wrote this for your wife Leilani, and that you say it's the best song you've written in a long time.
Oh no, it's the best song I've ever written, period. Every song that I've written since Leilani came into my life has been about her and about us and about our life that we've lived now for almost 7.5 years now. And, you know, people will say, well, what about Back at One? What about these other big hits? Those are big hits, and that's what they are. But I'm talking about the fact that this is the first time in my life where I've written songs that actually mean something to me.
Isn't love beautiful?
Yeah, I found that at a later point in my life, but I wouldn't trade it. Just having this is, you know, that's what the song says. It's not just that I'll be nobody's man but yours. I don't think about anyone. I'm never going to touch anyone. I'm never going to, you know, look at anyone. That's what love does for you, and that's what I wanted to convey in this song.
Oh, congratulations to you and Leilani. That is beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, you have a new album, Exodus, that's due to come out. Is it true that you're saying this might be your last album?
I think this will probably be my last album of brand new music. There's so many other things that I'd like to do. Now that I have my wife and my family, I really want to spend less time on the road and really enjoy life a little bit more than just working all the time, which I've done since I was 19 years old. And I think after 20 albums, I think I've said it all. I think I've done everything I've wanted to do. And I'm not saying I'm retiring. I'm just saying, as far as creating and releasing new music, this is probably the last one.
Well, congratulations. And thank you so much for the music that you've put out into the world and these Instagram concerts that you've done to really give us the power of music during these uncertain times.
Oh, thank you. And you're welcome. And hopefully this will be over relatively soon. We can go back to doing it the conventional way. But in the meantime, at least we have that.
Every wish you can believe for sure.